On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, welcome to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. I'm Mark in Southern California, where it's currently 82 degrees.
I'm Danny in Northern Delaware, where it's probably mid-50s.
Ooh, mid-50s.
Yeah, upper 30s in the mornings.
Oh, I can't relate. Sorry. All right, so this is the third show in a row where we're doing the show in the same week we're going to put it out. Well, today is Veterans Day. It's a Thursday, but since the wife and I are going on a little excursion this weekend, we're going to record it on Thursday and put it out on Monday.
Nice.
So, and also in Facebook land, we got a message. It's kind of directed to the both of us.
Okay.
And this is from Todd Cook in Arizona. And he writes, I catch the show on the road. Always fun. Glad you fixed the audio. Danny no longer sounds like he's in a metal outhouse. Or maybe he just closed the door. I thought that was pretty good.
I've had it insulated, so
yeah.
You know, it's sounding better.
I tell you what, but that first part, if you have to go number two and you're, you know, your bare cheek just hits that metal.
Ooh.
Cold.
Especially if it's in the upper 30s like it is here in the morning.
Yikes. And if it's any colder, it sticks there and you try to stand up.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Todd, for that. The audio, well, we do it through Skype, and I run our audio through a board. Sometimes it sounds okay. Sometimes it sounds like crap. We don't have a big budget here, so we try our best.
Yeah, your audio degree has expired.
Yeah. So, you know, hey, we're doing it for free. We're doing it on a shoestring budget. I'm glad it's starting to sound good because sometimes I listen to it. If you listen to those old shows, like, geez, we sound terrible. But if Skype's working for us and our microphones are working, we're good to go.
Yeah, I'm hoping someday we could do this in person where we're both in the same room, but I don't know when that's going to happen.
Probably when I retire. I'll take a flight out there and we'll just knock out a show in person. Who knows? We'll see.
Who knows?
Oh, but in other news, I just heard the Kiss Cruise, which I don't know if you've been paying attention to the Kiss Cruise. They have some really cool stuff. They do like, they have makeup shows, non-makeup shows. And then they have Bruce Kulick and some of the guys in Slash and the Conspirators play. And so Bruce Kulick plays all the obscure non-makeup songs. It's pretty cool. But Kiss has been playing, they'll do a set of rarities, and they played We Are One. They played She's So European, stuff they never play in concert.
What?
They only play it on the cruise.
Wow, that's cool.
So there's a pretty funny video of them doing in makeup She's So European, and you can see that Gene is screwing the lyrics up. And you can see the other guys looking over at Gene and Paul starting to smile and giggle because Gene's reading, but he's also missing where to sing the chorus. It's pretty funny, but it's cool.
So he's reading, but the monitor is probably too far away for him to see.
Maybe, or he comes in before he's supposed to come in,
uh-huh,
in the chorus. Yeah, but it's cool to hear songs like that. So that's kind of cool. So they're going to be doing one leaving from Los Angeles next year, and I talked to my wife about it, and she says, well, you want to go? I says, well, we'll see. I'm sure it's a couple grand to go.
But yeah.
We'll see.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, whenever my dad says, we'll see, that just meant,
no.
I'm not going to answer until you forget about it.
Pretty much. It works for me, too. When the kids say, hey, you want to go get some ice cream? Oh, we'll see. Nope. That means no. Yep. So today's show, we're going to go over a couple things. We're going to start off with I went to a concert at the Canyon Club on November 6th, which is about Oh, 8 minutes from my house in a mall. Jeez. In a mall, which is kind of cool. I got to see the mighty Y&T featuring
All right.
the brilliant Dave Menichetti.
Nice. Yeah. Any other original members?
Well,
I guess the bass player's dead.
Well, Danny, you'd be too off on that because all the original members are dead except for Dave Menichetti.
All right, so there you go.
Yeah, can you name them at all? Do you remember their names?
No.
Okay, there was Phil Kinnamore on bass, Joey Alves on rhythm, and Leonard Hayes on the drums. Yeah, those three guys passed away in, I think, between 2010 and 2017, all three of them. But there's a really cool documentary on Y&T, which you can check out. I think it's on Amazon, a couple places like that. Well, they interview those guys while they're still around. But you could tell, I think Kinnamore was passed away first. But the other two guys, you could tell, weren't doing so well when they interviewed them. But they at least got them guys on camera. And they do the whole
nice.
From the club days. From in the mid-70s all the way to today. So it's a pretty cool documentary. It's worth checking
out. So the club days of today.
Yeah, they're back in the clubs now. But one of the interesting things that's happened out here in California, now they're starting to check to see if you've been vaccinated. And this was the first show I've been to at the Canyon Club that I actually had to pull out my little card and show them. I got my Moderna.
Really?
My Moderna. So I had to do that. I know a couple people didn't go to the show just because they hadn't been vaccinated. So once I heard
that. Well, then they're stupid. So. Yeah.
Well, it's on them. If they don't want to do it, I'm not forcing them, but they missed out on an awesome show.
Yeah, nobody's saying you have to get vaccinated. You just don't get to go to the shows.
You'll just miss out on a couple things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a
cat? No, you don't have to get vaccinated, but you can't come in here.
Yeah. So when I heard that, I went, oh, no. Because the last time I went to the Canyon Club, I saw the Bullet Boys in front of about 60 people. So I saw that little vaccine mandate thing. Like, oh, no, it's going to be low attendance. Boy, was I wrong.
Was it packed?
It was packed with people probably 10 years older than me.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
They let those people out of the home, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the home must, yeah. And they wheeled them in, sat them down, they ate dinner. This is one of those places there, if you want to have dinner and then see a show, they put you right up front and they put tables out. So if you know there's a lot of tables out there, when people sit in there, you know they're making big bank because they have to pay a little extra money for that. When I saw the Bullet Boys, there were no tables in the front. So you could just walk right up to the front and see the show. This time, when I got up there, I stood behind the tables, but then all of a sudden the bouncer says, oh, you guys all have to sit down because the people behind us and elevated tables so they could see. So I got to sit down literally with the other people eating their dinner. I was about
nice.
I was about 6 feet away from Dave.
Nice, man.
So, pretty darn cool.
Yeah, I've seen some videos of them live recently. The guy can still sing his ass off.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie. But I'll let you talk about the show.
Oh, yeah, because Eddie Trunk's always talking about how Sammy Hagar can still sing and he's old. They always forget to bring up Dave because Dave is just as good, if not even better.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So, Showtime, they started at 8:05. Can you believe that? On a Saturday night. Yeah, this place, I guess because we're all old and half of us came from the home.
Right, yeah, they got to catch the bus back to the facility.
Yeah, and then during the show, Dave was talking about the old Starwood days when they go play this. The Starwood closed down in 1981. I never got to see the Starwood because I got to Southern California in 83. So, and all these people are going, oh, yeah, the Starwood. And I'm thinking, man, this is an old crowd. 60s
yeah, it is.
And up.
Well, that must have been back when they were yesterday and today.
Yeah. There's a cat behind you, Danny. Is that a cat or a dog?
Oh, it better not be a dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a cat.
Just thought I was seeing things. Danny's one of those cat people, so don't tell anybody, though.
My wife is a cat person.
Okay, so it's your... Well, okay. It's not like 12 cats, is it?
No.
Just
no.
One?
Two.
Okay. If it's three, then I'm going to be concerned.
Yeah.
Anyway, no. Back to the show. So the guys of the band now, since the other three guys have passed away, on bass there's a guy named Aaron Lee, and it's spelled L-E-I-G-H. Seems like a younger guy. I would say late 30s, early 40s. And there's Mike Vanderhoel on drums, who's really good, and John Nyam on rhythm guitar. And this version of the band is super tight. I mean, hopefully you'll get to see them when they start playing in the club, see them in a club on the West Coast. I mean, the East Coast, you will not be disappointed. And they play stuff from their entire career. In fact, they even played Struck Down off of the second Yesterday and Today album.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good song.
Sound great. But most of the set, I would say, yeah, it spanned from then all the way till they played one song from the latest album, which was Face Melter. The song was I'm Coming Home. Other songs they played was Rescue Me, Open Fire, Hell or High Water, Forever, Black Tiger, Winds of Change, not the Scorpion song, Mean Streak, Midnight Tokyo, Don't Stop Running, Summertime Girls, Eyes of a Stranger, LA Rocks, and Contagious. Those are the ones I remember.
Yeah.
All sounded great.
Well, you can go online and get their set list. There's a set list website that's awesome.
Yeah, that requires me to put some effort into that. So I'm not.
Yeah, not very much, though.
But if you want to find out, I probably missed one or two. But it seems like the last time I saw them right before this pandemic hit. And it's not all, of course, they play the big songs like Rescue Me and Forever. They're going to have to play those in Summertime Girls. But they throw some new stuff in, take some stuff out. So it's not the same show every time. But
Open Fire is one of the best opening songs ever.
Yeah. Oh.
I know they used to open with that. I don't know if they still do, but
I don't think they did this time. But God, it was so good. Black Tiger, really awesome live. Dave from the stage said they don't have any new music coming out, but the bass player and the rhythm guitar player both have solo albums, though, which you could have. So they are promoting that a little bit. So if you walked out there, you could get yourself some solo albums by two of the guys in the band.
Okay.
But and I think they said they had three shows left this year and they're done for the year. And I think probably in 2022 they're going to play some more. But overall, if you get a chance to see these guys, amazing. And the crowd was so into them. Oh my God, we felt like we were in a small theater. They were so loud. For being so old, they were so loud. They were into
Damn.
It. I think the band was a little surprised how everybody was into it. It's like,
really?
Oh yeah. You can see it. You can see how kind of happy they were. They were having a good time. And he mentioned that they've been doing this for 48 years come January.
It
says the only reason I do it is because it's still fun. And they look like they're having fun. So if the band's having fun, the band's tight, everybody who went there is going to have a great time. So.
Yeah. I'm looking at their tour dates now. They have a few more up through April of next year. Not very many. I mean, there's like Petaluma, California.
Yeah, it's Northern California.
Yeah, there's two dates in November, but then it moves on to next year. In California, Nevada, and Arizona, and then they go to Europe in September.
Okay, so nothing for you.
No, nothing, unless I want to go to Malmo, Sweden. I've been there.
Heard it's awesome.
That'd be a cool place.
Maybe that's Sweden rocks.
Oh, man, Sweden's great. I love Sweden.
Yeah, maybe instead of going to Colorado, I'll go to Sweden next time.
they play in the UK, the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway, Germany, Spain.
Yeah, they actually broke in Europe before they broke in the United States. And they're always big regionally in California and the West Coast, but nowhere else here. They broke in Europe, and they had a minor hit with Summertime Girls in the mid-80s, and that was pretty much it for them.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't get played that much on Hair Nation either, do they?
They do some. Not a lot.
Not enough.
No. One band I've never seen, you know, in all the festivals and all the times I've, all the concerts I've been to, never seen Y&T.
Yeah, and they have played M3 in the past.
I know, they have. But
well, next time they play, because I think M3 is going to be announcing who's going to be playing their next, I don't know when it's going to happen, but their next show. And maybe I can get out there. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Hopefully Y&T will be on that bill. Highly recommended. They get the double thumbs up from me.
All right.
Y&T still rules after 48 years.
That's a long time to be doing anything. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, I get it. If it's fun, keep doing it.
Yeah.
And now, since we've been talking about Y&T, how about let's enjoy this commercial break together.
All right.
Not about Y&T.
Now it's time
All right, everybody, time for a little thing we call Cover This, where we try to come up with a cover song. Sometimes they're known as a cover song. Other times you're like, wait, that's a cover song? But anyway, we put together a 30-second clip of a song that's by one artist that somebody else performed, recorded, wrote, whatever. So, Mark, I think I got a pretty good one for you. I know you'll get the song and the original artist. I don't know if you'll know who's doing it, though.
Yeah, you usually stump me when it's by some 1920s blues guy from Memphis or something like that.
That was once, smart guy, and I got you good.
Yes, you did. I'm still hurting from that.
Yeah, you all thought right. It was Janis Joplin like everybody else did, but no, she covered it too.
It was Blind Melon Chitlin, right? That's Cheech and Chong, never mind.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
All right, well, go ahead and listen to this 30-second clip of a song.
So I have to give you the artist, the covering artist, the original artist, the covering artist, and the name of the song. Okay, Here we go.
Tossed about him like a ship on the ocean. I set a course for winds of fortune. But I hear the voices say, yeah. Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. And your weary heart to rest. Don't you cry no more, no.
All right, well, definitely know the song for sure. The original artist was Kansas.
Yep.
The name of the song is Carry On My Wayward Son.
That is correct. So far, you got the easy part.
Okay, and based on the voice,
yep,
I'm going to say that's Striper.
That is correct.
Yes.
Off their The Covering album from 2011. Album of cover songs.
Yep. Striper's a pretty damn good band.
Oh, man. They're tight. And listening to this song, it's like, damn, that's... Whew. Kansas is top-notch, but these guys covered it nice.
Yes. Yeah, that song, that's one of those songs I never get bored of. The solo. So awesome.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing. Yeah. Great, great song.
And this is a bunch of bumpkins from Kansas. And that's another cool document. There's a cool documentary about Kansas out there, probably on Netflix or Amazon, where literally it was so lucky that they made it. It was total stroke of luck because they didn't look like rock stars. They're from the middle of nowhere. They just, for some weird reason, they made it.
Yeah, they got the songs, the talent. But when you listen to their albums, it's not like there's all these great songs that would be hits. No, there's a couple songs that are big hits and you know them. And the other songs are totally prog rock, man. It's like, wow, that's oof.
Yeah, they look like prog rockers who are farmers too.
They work in a hardware store.
Yeah.
You want that can of paint shaken up for you?
But they're damn good.
Oh yeah.
And there was a cool story in that documentary how Kansas was somehow opening for Aerosmith, and Steven Tyler sabotaged their sound or something like that. And the guys
from, really?
guys from Kansas found out about it and almost beat the crap out of them. Because not only were they farmers, they were big guys.
Yeah, and there's like 10 of them.
there was only six. But
yeah,
they weren't small guys.
And Steven Tyler's a little dude.
Yeah, little dude with bad feet.
Yeah.
You ever seen his feet? Oh, nasty.
No.
Yeah, look up Steven Tyler's feet. There's some pictures. They're pointing. His toes are pointing all over the place. I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, if you get the inkling to do that, go for it. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
If I happen to just one day, oh, I want to see Steven Tyler's feet.
Yeah, I'm into feet today. Yeah. You know those people on OnlyFans that just show their feet and make like 10 grand a month?
God.
Unbelievable.
Maybe I'll check out Liv Tyler's feet. How about that?
Well, that makes more sense, but
okay.
I don't really want to see anybody's feet to tell you the truth.
No, I'm not a foot dude.
No.
Nothing.
I don't get that, but hey, how do we get on this tangent? All right, so I got that one.
All right, let's see how I do on mine.
This one is... I won't give any hints yet, but I think you'll get the song for sure, but I'm not sure if you're going to get the originator or the person or band covering it. So good luck with this one.
All right, here we go.
You know beggars can be choosers, and it's fair. We may win, we may be losers. I don't care, no, no, no. Oh, baby, I just can't stand another lonely night. So come on over and save me. Save me from another lonely night.
All right, all right. Now you heard the cover, which I'm not a big fan of that cover. I love that song, but not that particular cover version. Can you tell me who the original artist was?
The original artist is Bryan Adams.
That is correct. What is the name of the song?
I know that song. I love that song. It's Lonely Nights.
Yeah, I think that was his first big U.S. hit, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. It was off a very early album. I don't know if it was the first one, but it's one of them for sure.
Yep.
And the covering band, the voice sounds familiar. It sounds like the guy from, like, Nazareth or somebody like that, but I don't think it's Nazareth. That guy's got more of a gravelly voice.
Yeah, it's not Nazareth, but we're talking same time frame, though, same era. That band Nazareth and this band covering probably played together, probably played festivals together.
I'm going to guess Uriah Heep.
Holy crap.
What? Is that right?
Yes. Uriah Heep.
Yes. Oh.
I did not think you were going to get that.
Man, I don't. Those two bands, they remind me of each other. Like, there's a couple other hair bands that remind me, like LA Guns and, I don't know, one of the others I always get mixed up.
Gwar.
No, I get them mixed up with the Captain and Tennille.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, all right.
I was ready for I'll give you all kinds of hints. I was thinking, yeah, this band's been around since 1969, and Uriah Heep is still around with Mick Box. I think he's the only guy left in that band. That song was written by Bryan Adams and Jim Vallance. Lonely Nights from the original.
That's a great – I love that song. It's got the kind of chorus I like. I don't know what it is. It's like a descending chords that – I like a lot.
Yeah, that came out in 81. I think it's Bryan Adams' second album. But that didn't propel him. I think the third record's when Bryan Adams went
nuclear. Yeah, I think Waking Up the Neighbors was the big one with him.
Yeah. He's still huge in most of the world, especially Europe. He plays stadiums.
I saw him and Def Leppard at a baseball stadium tour, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
They played at a minor league stadium down in near Aberdeen, Maryland. It's the Cal Ripken Stadium. Right off of 95, if you're going by there. That's where I saw Def Leppard and Bryan Adams.
And how was Bryan Adams?
You know, he was Bryan Adams.
It was just okay?
Yeah. I mean, the band was spot on, note for note. Sounded awesome. There's no pyro or running around the stage. You know, he gets up there. Does his thing, which he does really well, but you know,
yeah. There's no fluff and satin jackets and blue shoes. No,
yeah, he's not going to be mistaken for David Lee Roth back in the day.
No high kicks.
I mean, he was great. I mean, I can't say anything bad about it other than he was what you'd expect from Bryan Adams.
Yeah. Hit after hit, I'm sure.
Oh, you knew every single song, just like I saw Chicago. Few years ago where I volunteered in Wilmington, and every single song you're, oh man, I love this song. Oh, I know that one. Oh, I grew up knowing that song, like every single song. But same with Bryan Adams, you knew every one.
Yep. Especially if you're old like us.
Yeah. And then Def Leppard comes on, and of course I know every song by them. So it was a good show.
Yeah. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, we absolutely crushed it on Cover this week.
Man, 6 for 6.
Six for six and Cover This?
Yeah.
Really? Well, how do you score that one?
We each got the artist The covering artist in the song.
Okay, yeah, that's what you're going for. Okay, I got you.
Come on, work with me here.
Okay, I'm trying, you know. I'm 2 years older than you. I'm slowing down really quick. All right, so, wow. Well, that leads us up to our next bit, which is called Rapid Fire. Last time we did this show, we did go 0-6.
Oh, for six. That was awful.
I think, man, it was the first time that's ever happened where the questions were all good questions, but Danny and I both had brain farts and missed every single one of them.
Yeah, they weren't particularly hard, but some of them were more challenging than others, but we had not eaten our Wheaties that morning.
I don't know what the hell's going on. Maybe it's the Alzheimer's or dementia starting to kick in early. Who knows?
Yeah.
We are old. Remember that.
Well, I think you're going to get one out of the three that I have for you.
Ooh, okay, let me check my questions here. Let's see. I think you're going to get one out of three as well.
Damn it. Okay.
I think I got some good ones this week. So you people out there listening to us in podcast land, especially you, Todd Cook.
Yeah. Now that you can hear me well.
Yeah, in Arizona, listening in your car. Okay, let's see if you can go 6-6. All right, pal.
Yeah, smart guy.
All right, I'm gonna start first. I'm all fired up now. Here we go.
I wonder how he knows what someone inside of a tin outhouse sounds like.
Oh, okay. Maybe he's been trapped before. Outhouse.
Somebody pushed him over onto the door. So he's trapped in there, can't get out.
That's gotta suck.
suck bad. Oof. Sorry about that, Todd. Yeah. Todd Cook.
Oof.
So we hate it for you that happened.
And we're still talking about it years later. Yeah. All right. Anyway,
bring on
the rapid fire. Here we go. Question one. In the late 80s, there was a New York musician named Romeo Blue who got a record deal while playing around Los Angeles. Before releasing his debut album, he switched his name back to his real name. Do you know who I'm talking about? Who is he?
Romeo Blue.
He was going to record under that name, and he did. Before his first album came out, he switched back to his original birth name. Late 80s.
Oh, man.
And you, late 80s. And you know him. He's got plenty of hits, and he's still around today.
Jeez. Elton John.
Elton John came out in the 60s. That's your guess.
That was a joke.
Okay. All right. We'll cut you a break on that one. Let's try again. Late 80s.
Yeah, late 80s. Romeo Blue. And he's a single artist now? He's on his own?
He's always been a solo artist under his real name.
All right. Late 80s. Damn. John Cougar's too early.
Yep. That was late 70s.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. I don't know. John Coltrane.
John Coltrane. Wow. That'd be incorrect. All right. Here's your first clue. This young man is half African-American, half Ukrainian. Does that help at all?
Oh, African-American, Ukrainian. Oh, is it?
I'll give you another hint. His mother was on the Jeffersons.
Yeah, I know exactly who it is now. I can't think of the name. He's did Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Yep. What's his name?
What's his name?
His last name is the same name of the neighbor on Bewitched. And her name was Gladys
Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz. There you go.
This is Kravitz next door.
You are 0-1.
Damn, Lenny Kravitz.
Which
all right.
We're 0-7. Scout last week. All right.
All right. Well, let's see if we can break that streak.
All right.
All right. Number one question for you. Who has been the only consistent member of Blue Murder?
That would be Mr. John Sykes.
That's correct.
Yes.
There were other guys in there playing drums and bass, but John Sykes was the only consistent member throughout.
Yeah, and there was a keyboard player there for a little bit as well. And yeah,
The guys wanted to reform, but John just does not have that workaholic mentality. He works too slow, so everybody just kind of moved on.
I don't know what's up with him, man. These projects get announced with him, and then they just never happen.
Yeah, he's supposed to have a solo album out on Golden Robot 2 years ago, and he showed up at the NAMM convention, I think the last one before COVID, said, "Yeah, I got something coming out." He was there with his new band members, and nothing. I don't know.
Yeah, man, I was a big fan of him back all the way to Tigers of Pantang.
Oh, and I got to see him with when he was fronting the Thin Lizzy. Oh my God, it was so good.
The guy's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. Come on, John, you need to come back. He used to live in Northridge, California. I wonder if he's there. He probably moved. But if he's still in Northridge and I run into him, I'm gonna get on my knees and beg him, please. Because I did see him, I saw him at Costco in Northridge once. So if I ever run into him again, I don't work in Northridge anymore, so chances are it's pretty slim of me seeing him, but if I do, I'll beg him for you.
All right, good. I would appreciate that.
All right. Are you ready? Question number two, where it gets harder.
Oh, geez.
No, but I think this is the actual one you'll get right.
We'll see.
Okay. After listening to some demos originally intended for Jafria's third record, a record deal with this guy was agreed upon on two conditions, that the band change their name to House of Lords and that they fire their lead singer, who's David Glenn Isley. My question to you is, who convinced Greg Jafria to change the band's name and fire their lead singer? Who was it?
David Glenn Isley. Craig Goldie.
Craig Goldie? Incorrect.
Yeah. Dang it.
All right, your clue is, this guy was from another band. He got a big ego. You know
him. Yngwie.
Not Yngwie. Nope. Incorrect.
Not that big.
This guy also helped Van Halen in the early days.
Gene Simmons.
Yeehaw! Gene Simmons, because the first House of Lords record is on Simmons Records.
What was his problem with David Glenn Isley?
I probably thought he sounded too much like Steve Perry.
Oh, okay.
And
those two Jafria albums are great.
They are great, but the House of Lords is just as good, but it does sound a lot different with a different lead singer.
Oh, totally. Yeah, you wouldn't know that they're related bands unless you looked at the personnel, but geez.
Right. And we're now 0 for 9 now.
Well, you got the last one right.
Oh, that's right. I did. Okay, 1 for 9.
1 for 9. All right, I'm 0 for 2 this session.
Yeah, that's the one I thought you'd get.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Yeah, I was wrong.
All right, this one, let's see how you do on this one. All right, it's well known that Stryper got its name from a Bible verse. Can you name the chapter and verse that they were named from?
Are you insane?
It's on all of their album covers.
Oh, jeez.
I don't need you to quote the verse, just the book and the verse number.
Let me get my Bible. Oh, there it is. Oh, no. Oh, I'm going to say Isaiah 7:13.
Oh, close. It is Isaiah 53:5.
Okay.
And the quote is, by his stripes, we are healed.
Okay.
Whatever. I'm not really into the Bible much at all, but I was looking up Stryper and thought, I know they're from the Bible, or they got their name from the Bible. I wonder what it's about. So I looked at.
Yeah, somebody was on a Stryper kick this week. We got a Stryper song and cover this, a Stryper question.
Yeah.
Well, I know you get into those moods sometimes. I'm going to listen to some Stryper. I was that way last week with Priest. They put out a big giant box set of all their albums.
Right.
And so I started listening to their older albums before Unleashed in the East. Because I know the big hits, but some of those deeper cuts, I just don't remember. So I
started,
So that was last week. That was a big Judas Priest kick.
Like Point of Entry, Stained Glass, things like that?
Well, Point of Entry I was already into because that was after Unleashed. The stuff that predates, Hellbent for Leather and Stained Glass and Sin After Sin. I don't know those deeper cuts. So.
No.
But they're pretty good, actually. I highly recommend go check out that box set. So.
Those guys will probably make it someday.
I think so. They were supposed to play here, but, their guitar player had a heart attack.
Yeah.
The new guy. Yeah.
So yeah, he wasn't that old compared to the others.
Yeah, he just had a baby. I think he's in his early 40s.
Yeah.
Scary.
Now, Glenn Tipton's not still with them, is he?
He is, but, you know, he's got the dementia and Alzheimer's, so I think he helps when he can. But playing live, no. If he feels good on a certain day, he might play a song or two, but
yeah,
I don't think it's going to happen anymore.
Yeah, I know KK has his latest album on KK's Priest.
Did you hear it?
I've heard some of it.
It's okay. Eh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of okay. Generic, you know?
Yeah.
The lyrics, and it's the playing's good. Yeah, but...
It's derivative.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I've heard this before. It's like, if you say the word metal too much in a song, okay, we're trying too hard, you know?
Yeah.
You're not Man of War, okay?
Yeah. Man of War can get away with it.
Yeah, that's their shtick.
That's about it, though.
Priest doesn't have to do that.
No.
They're better than that.
Yeah, you come out on a Harley and sing like Rob Halford, you can do whatever we want.
So good, isn't he? Remember when we saw him in his prime? Oh.
Oh, my God. I remember thinking, holy crap. He's so much better live than on the records.
Oh, yeah, the band was, too.
Oh, jeez.
Remember we were trying to sing the end of that song? Oh. And everybody tries to get to that last note, and everybody just cuts out.
And he starts laughing after he does it. He's like, you people can't do that.
You guys suck. That's why I'm up here.
Yeah. That's why you paid to get in here, and now you're paying me.
Yeah. Still fun to try, though.
All right. Question 3 for you. This will be interesting to see if you get this one. What is Iron Maiden's highest charting album in the U.S.?
Oh, God. This is going to be one of those things where it's one of the newer albums, isn't it? But you're not going to say, are you?
No, I'm not going to say. It's not.
Because I'm looking at you on the Skype screen. I was thinking, he's going to crack a smile or something. No, you're pretty much stone-faced there. So I'm going to say the last album they put out.
What's the name of it?
Sinjutsu, isn't it? Jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu. A tsunami.
Yeah.
No, it's Sinjutsu, and that is... Correct. It was number 3.
Yes. Yeah, because my other guess was going to be Book of Souls.
Well, Book of Souls and Final Frontier both peaked at number 4.
Wow.
No other album is even close.
Isn't that amazing?
The one before that was number 9, but the rest, I mean, Power Slave, Peace of Mind. Oh, my God. Unbelievable that the latest one is the only one that got that high, but I think that's...
That's it.
You know, they don't have... You don't have a lot of options now. I mean, if you're into hard rock and heavy metal, I mean, there's no bigger band, but
Metallica.
What else are you going to go buy?
Yeah, and all the Iron Maiden fans are going to go run out and buy it week 1. So the following week, it's probably number 81.
Yeah.
That's what it is now. Everybody buys the first week. Their core group of fans buys it week 1, and then 3 to 4 weeks later, it's off the charts. Not in the old days where it would debut at like 60 and slowly work its way up 6 months later.
Yeah, as you got more and more singles.
Yeah.
Now everybody's heard the singles before they even come out. So
yeah, the 5 singles they put up before the album came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
bands ain't making, they're not making money off of the albums and the, you know, the hard copy and music anymore. They're making their money off of the touring.
Yeah. And that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, I haven't seen Iron Maiden since Blaze was the lead singer. So,
really?
Yeah, I've seen everybody, every lead vocalist I've seen live, but I literally have not seen them in 20-some years.
I saw Paul Di'Anno, of course, back when they were opening for Priest, and I've seen Bruce a bunch of times. Last time they were doing the whole album of Seventh Son.
Seventh Son, the Seventh Son. Good stuff.
Man, that was a great show. That's such a good album.
Yeah, it is. All right, question 3 for you. I'm wondering if you're going to pull a Uriah Heep out of your butt this time. So here we go. I think this is a pretty good question. All right, it starts off with, You Could Have Been My Lady is a song by the British soul band Hot Chocolate, written by Aaron Brown and Tony Wilson. Written in 1969 and released as a single in 1971, it peaked at number 22 on the UK charts. In 1972, what Canadian band covered this song and it became their first U.S. top 40 hit in 1972.
What was the name of the song?
You Could Have Been a Lady. Remember Hot Chocolate?
Yeah.
I believe in miracles. Where are you from?
You sexy thing, y'all.
Sexy thing, yo.
I'm going to say Coney Hatch.
Coney Hatch was around in 1972. Incorrect.
Damn.
You're going to kick yourself.
Uriah Heep. I don't know.
Uriah Heep is not Canadian.
I know. I'm joking. Jeez.
Okay. Think of one of your favorite Canadian bands who you've seen live.
April Wine.
Correct.
Jeez.
April Wine. That was their first hit in 1972.
You Could Have Been a Lady?
Yeah. It was number 32 in 1972. And they didn't have their next hit until Roller.
Wow.
When I think that was in 77 or 78.
Wow.
Amazing, huh? Yeah, because I don't even know that damn song. If you played it for me, I wouldn't know.
No, I don't know that I've ever heard it.
I was shocked that it was a song from Hot Chocolate.
Yeah, what's Miles listening to Hot Chocolate for?
Who knows? But I'm going to play a little clip of it on the way out in this episode.
So all right.
We can all enjoy that particular song. So right. Let's total up the numbers here. I think we have a clear-cut winner this week.
Yeah, you were what, 2 for 3?
Doesn't matter. It's better than 0 for 3.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, it doesn't matter. Oh, man, I need to eat my Wheaties or something.
We are the champions, my
Smoke
friends.
Whatever it is you're smelling over there.
Yeah, I'm smelling something. There's a lot of weed in the air today. Jeez. I got in my car the other day, and it smelled like weed. And I know nobody was in my car smoking weed, but inside of my car smelled like weed.
You better be talking to Victoria.
Yeah, I'm Victoria and Max. What the heck is going on there?
Yeah, Max, come here.
Yeah.
Come here, boy.
Give me a drug test, these kids.
They're probably going to get secondary smoke off of that.
Yeah. I remember the first time I got that contact high. Capital Center. Rush moving pictures. Nosebleed section. Man, I was hungry after that show.
Everything floated up. Totally.
Yeah, it did.
A little haze.
I think I enjoyed the show, but wow. Yeah,
I did not go to that show with you.
I don't think you did. I forgot. I think I went with David Beck.
Or probably that other dude right across the street from you.
I don't think I went to any shows with him. Jeff Leister, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to either one of those guys. Jeff, I last heard, he was in Oregon. And David Beck, I guess, probably still lives in Northern Virginia, but I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Just lost contact, you know.
But you know, yeah, I don't know where, I mean, you're the only one that I've kept up with. I don't know where anybody else is.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason I know where other people are is through Facebook.
Yeah. I'm not on Facebook anymore, so.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me, Meta.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. If Facebook dried up and blew away tomorrow, I would be okay with that.
Yeah, well, I was only in it for the band schedule. Mm. And since we're not playing much anymore, no need.
Are you in a band anymore?
We played like 4 gigs over the summer. We're talking about doing a New Year's Eve gig, but that's about it.
Is this a newer band or the same old band?
It's everybody has played together previously in one incarnation or another. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of... It's a new name just because there's only 2 of us that were really core members from the other band. So
let me guess the name. Is it Crimson Harpoon?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's Pink Taco.
Pink Taco, yeah.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Oh, look who it is. It's the wife, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Say hello to our millions of fans.
Hi, millions of fans. That's awesome. You guys are just moving right up, aren't you?
Yeah. We're raking in tens of dollars with this show.
I knew it. I'm going to retire.
Yep.
Yeah.
I only got 4 more years, and I'm done.
Is that all? 4 more?
4 more long, hard years.
How's your year going?
It's going okay. I can't complain, but the numbers of students has decreased immensely because some of the parents are afraid to have their kids go back to school.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I got enough of them, but I tell you what, those little preschoolers are kicking my ass.
They're exhausting, aren't they?
Oh, I only see them for 20 minutes a pop, too.
Oh, my gosh, that's all?
Yeah. I see the elementary kids 30 minutes, and the middle schoolers I see about 90 minutes
per class. That's the worst.
Yeah, but I break that up because they have to dress, so.
Oh, there you go.
That takes 10 minutes in the front and 10 minutes behind to change their clothes. So.
Right, right. They drag that out.
Well, my kids, I have to help them.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because they're always trying to put their shirts on backwards, inside out. And
sure. Danny still does that.
I've done that, too.
Hey, here's my question for you guys. Are you so just unbelievably excited about tomorrow and the new album that will drop
tomorrow? What? And what album is this?
Silk Sonic. What?
Silk Sonic. Who the heck
is Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak?
I know who Bruno Mars is, but who's Anderson .Paak?
He is this phenomenal drummer. I guess he's a hip-hop rapper. And he and Bruno Mars have this collaboration. It is amazing.
Really? I thought you were going to throw some country artists at me.
Oh, I could do that too. But
no, it's R&B.
I am. It is like 70s. Oh, you've just got... Watch the video for Smoking Out the Window.
Okay.
Smoking out the window. Oh, sorry.
Because I actually like Bruno Mars. I think he's pretty good.
He is amazing.
Yeah, I like him a lot. And this Silk Sonic is good. But it's total 70s, almost funk. But
that sounds good to me.
Check out Smoking Out the Window. It's on YouTube all over the place.
You've heard
Bootsy Collins is like, you know, producer. He's on it. He's really, really good. It just, I don't know.
Well, it has absolutely nothing to do with the Hard Rock and Trivia Show.
But yeah, thanks for your input, dear.
Yeah, we like funk too. Nothing wrong with a little funk.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, we're gonna keep.
We're
gonna keep this in.
We just bought tickets for Richard Marx.
Richard Marx is awesome.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mark's going to make fun of us now.
No, I like Richard Marx. Right, did you go see Storm Large yet?
That's Thursday.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. My wife has her book and everything. She saw her in a small club in Seattle.
Ooh.
Loves her. Thinks she's the best.
She's coming to a place called the Baby Grand, which is right next to the Grand. And it holds 300 people, but I don't think she sold 100 tickets. Dana has second row.
Yeah, I do.
So it's basically the size of the Roxy. The Roxy maybe. Holds about 300, maybe, when it's packed.
Yeah, it's different because there's all seats, so it looks kind of like a small movie theater.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like it's gonna be an awesome experience.
Oh yeah, she's right in the middle, second row. Yeah, she's gonna be 10 feet from her.
And what are you gonna be doing? Serving coffee?
He's gonna be bringing me my drinks.
Serving beverages until the show starts. Then we close, and I go in and watch the show for free.
Nice, good deal. Yeah.
Is that where I saw Pat Benatar? Was she at the Grand?
She was at the Grand.
That was an amazing show.
Yeah, she's one of my neighbors.
She had front row for that one.
Pat Benatar.
She's one of your neighbors.
Well, she lives in Southern California. We're all neighbors here.
Okay.
Yeah. So do what? 12 million other people.
Yeah.
We're
all smashed together. Yeah, Pat Benatar is still great.
She, her voice, she was killing it. And, you know, she's in her 60s and...
Yep.
Yeah. So, some good shows. All right, I'll let you get back to the Hard Rockin' trivia.
Okay. Oh, we're done.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. We're done and finished, but we're going to probably keep you in.
All right.
Loves that.
Okay, then she's going to...
Loves it.
Yeah, okay, then you can... Share with all your friends. I'm a celebrity now.
I'm famous. I'm on a podcast and everything.
Yeah, I'm going to quit my job.
As long as there's no video as I'm here in my pajamas and robe.
Oh, look at our faces. There's definitely no video.
we want people to listen.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not a horror podcast.
Exactly.
How much can you stand?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. See you later.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right. All right, Danny, I think we should, that was the highlight of the show right there. So
highlight of the show, yep.
We can wrap it up there, and hopefully you guys enjoyed that, and share this show with your friends, and subscribe on all major podcast forums, please.
And let us know how many questions you got right. Yeah. We were 2 for 6. Yeah, 2 for 6.
Yeah, Todd Cook in Arizona, I hope you're happy now. We mentioned you. Next time he writes me, I'm going to mention his. I think he's a CEO of some kind of company. I think motorcycle parts or something like that. Hey, maybe you can sponsor the show there, Todd. Come on.
Get me out of the metal outhouse.
Yeah, on that note, have a great day.